Now a look at the Democratic field for mayor. With just 3 weeks until the primary, there's a new candidate leading the pack nearly every week. As WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, that means the front runners are duking it out on the campaign trail.
Round one, outside the police department. Bill Thompson unveils a plan to fix stop and frisk. And he accuses Bill de Blasio of lying in a new ad about his own stop and frisk policy. Round two, at Planned Parenthood, New York City. Christine Quinn promises to transform health education in city schools. Then she lays into de Blasio for failing to lead the fight to save St. Vincent's Hospital. Sure, she says, he helped a bit.
And I'm grateful to the public advocate for when he came to the press conferences I organized. I'm grateful to the public advocate for when he signed on to the letters and position papers and things like that that my office put out.
But Quinn charges de Blasio really only sounded the alarm about city hospitals after he threw his hat into the mayor's race.
But the truth is, when we were on the front lines organizing, when we were on the front lines trying to keep St. Vincent's alive, the public advocate was not there.
Round three, bankruptcy court in Brooklyn. De Blasio files a motion in court to stop the closure of Interfaith Hospital in Bed-Stuy and takes a swipe back at Quinn, saying he's saved Long Island College Hospital in Cobble Hill from closing twice.
Speaker Quinn lost a hospital in her district while the Speaker of the City Council and the chief ally of the mayor of the city of New York. But in my area of Brooklyn, we have saved Litch not once but twice. I think that contrast is clear.
De Blasio also maintains that he is the only candidate who has the solution to stop and frisk. And he says Thompson, who does not support two council bills to rein in the policy, is no better than Mayor Bloomberg on the issue. Expect more body blows at the televised debate tonight. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.